We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, gracious viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Holt Province, channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Eldonet City, channel Z26 on Hatangal Cable TV and channel 50 on Rimor Cable TV. In Subbator, Sering Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahon, Ur Province, channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 40. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Utuf, on channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Huanan County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand provides education and support for new parents. In technology news, American engineers create a streamlined robofish. In animal news, a rare bird species returns to its natural habitat. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 16th, is World Food Day, established by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization in 1945. It is now observed in about 150 countries to encourage governments, non-governmental organizations and leaders to work together so that all people have proper nutrition. This goal is increasingly relevant as lack of food becomes more widespread due to the effects of climate change. Seminars, forums, discussions and documentary films are some of the activities held worldwide today. Our sincere prayers for all those in need. May we combine efforts to ensure an abundance of sustenance for everyone with heaven's blessings.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. On October 8th, Typhoon Malor tore through western and northern Japan, displacing some 40,000 people while taking two lives and injuring 118 others. Some buildings were heavily damaged as power lines were destroyed, roofs torn off and trees uprooted. The most extensive damage was reported in central Japan's Aichi Prefecture and Ibaraki Prefecture of Honshu Island, which was also struck by a tornado born of the original typhoon.
On October 8th, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly conveyed much sympathy and her prayers to the Japanese victims. She also requested that our Native Association members please go to see if they could help in any way to offer comfort, simple necessities, and love, saying that funds would be available accordingly. As Supreme Master Qinghai frequently requests updates, the following is a report from our Japanese Association members via foreign group.
October 9, 2009, Most Caring Master, regarding typhoons in Japan. According to the press, Aichi Prefecture received the most damage. However, an association member living in Aichi reported that since local residents had been well prepared, the damage was kept to a minimum. There was also a tornado in which 19 houses collapsed, 41 homes were partly destroyed, and 201 received damage. As Ibaraki Prefecture was most affected, association members from Tokyo Center will start the relief work tomorrow in Ibaraki, although the Ibaraki City Council is already assisting in reconstruction of the collapsed homes. We will report again after we have completed our relief efforts. Thank you, Master, for your love and care. Tokyo Center, Japan.
Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following response. Yes, please let me know so that your financial assistance for the victims can be reimbursed. It eases my heart to hear of the Japanese government's prompt and efficient assistance to the afflicted. May she be blessed by heaven, and may your people be more protected in the future. Love you, Qinghai.
We are thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to inform our global viewers of these details, and to our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our appreciation, Japanese government, for your careful preparations that have helped protect the disaster-hit regions. We are also grateful for the attentive support of Supreme Master Qinghai to those in need, as well as our association members' dutiful aid to the afflicted. Wishing the Japanese people a swift recuperation of their day-to-day lives and that such disasters are alleviated through our adoption of more eco-conscious ways.
Tropical Storm Parma takes lives in southern China. As the storm made landfall on the southern island province of Hainan on Monday, five people were rescued, but at least three perished when a boat capsized off the coast of Wanning City. Some 36,000 people were displaced by the torrential rains and powerful winds. Local officials warned of potential disasters such as flash floods and landslides. On October 15th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $20,000 and asked our Native Association members to please rush to see to the most desperate and help in whatever way possible, requesting that they bring her prayers and love with them. This amount could purchase $156,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States based on China's cost of living. Rescuers and local officials, we appreciate your efforts to ease the disaster situation. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her immediate and loving assistance extended to the Chinese people. our sympathies to those who have suffered loss as we pray for the soon rebuilding of the storm victims' daily lives. May our united kinder efforts help the earth's stability be restored.
Rains and flooding devastate Turkish holiday village. In what locals are calling the disaster of the century, heavy rains early Wednesday caused severe flooding to the longtime favorite recreation and holiday spot of Olympus Village. Over 50 houses, greenhouses, and up to 1 million square meters of agricultural land were submerged in water, as the rushing waters also washed dozens of cars into the sea. Village head Halil Karatas said that roads and bridges were also washed away, with power lines felled, but that fortunately there were no casualties. We extend our sympathies to the Olympus residents and guests during this ordeal, as we express our gratefulness that all are safe from harm, wishing them a swift return to the enjoyment of daily life, as our gentler treatment of others and the environment minimizes traumatic events such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Right Livelihood Award recipients named. Founded by Swedish-German philanthropist Jakob von Uxkull, the Right Livelihood Award recognizes achievements in such socially redeeming areas as the environment and peace. This year's honors and 50,000 euro cash prize went to three recipients: Congolese René Ngongo, founder of the eco group OCEAN, for raising awareness and protecting Congo's rainforests; New Zealand peace advocate Alan Ware, for his 20 years of campaigning for a nuclear-free world; and Australian Dr. Catherine Hamlin, who has made her home in Ethiopia and founded a hospital providing free women's healthcare for those most in need. An honorary award was also presented to Canadian environmentalist Dr. David Suzuki for his work in bringing awareness to planetary global warming. Our warm applause, Mr. Ngongo, Mr. Ware, Dr. Hamlin, and Dr. Suzuki, for your deserved awards. May you continue in such laudable endeavors that sustain and harmonize our world.
North and South Korea meet. On Wednesday, delegates from North Korea expressed their country's regrets and condolences for a cross-border flood incident last month that caused six South Koreans to lose their lives. Accepting the apology, representatives of South Korea's Unification Ministry then went on to discuss future preventative measures with their North Korean counterparts, as well as humanitarian aid and details of a recently reinstated reunion program for families. Our appreciation, North and South Korea, for your gracious and dignified meeting. May cooperation prevail throughout the Korean Peninsula with an ever-renewed spirit of brotherly love.
Japan to bring troops home from Afghanistan. As announced by Defense Minister Toshima Kitazawa on Tuesday, the country's refueling mission will end in January 2010. The Japanese government is suggesting alternative support for Afghans in such areas as vocational training to help them transition to fruitful livelihoods. Our respectful thanks, Your Excellency, and Japan, for your commitment to help Afghanistan toward peace and security. Wishing the Afghan people productive lives of fulfillment, harmony, and prosperity.
Israeli group brings free electricity to Palestinian village. Scientists and peace activists from the organization Comet ME in Israel have helped 300 people living in tents and caves in Susia village of Palestine's West Bank to install solar panels and wind turbines. The villagers now have access to free, green, and reliable energy, which not only illuminates the streets and homes at night, but also charges cell phones used in areas where phone lines are not available. Susia villager Vidad Noaja said, "Life is easier now. We have light. Children can do their homework at night if they couldn't finish it during the day." Comet ME seeks to help the remaining off-grid families in the region with sustainable energy over the next 4 years. Kudos, Israeli Comet ME volunteers, for sharing your expertise and love in bringing clean energy to brethren in the Palestinian West Bank. Surely such altruistic efforts are bridging both light and hope to a soon reality of shared understanding and peace among all in the Middle East.
Now go with this time yourself.
Save our planet. water resources in decline in many countries. A report presented in a recent conference on water in Qatar's capital city of Doha stated that supplies of the precious resource in most Arab countries are in continuous decline, a situation aggravated by global warming. Experts estimate that by 2025, the annual per capita water supply in the Near East and North Africa will be just 15% of 1960 levels.
Earlier this year, the South African Journal of Science published a study indicating that the country has become 2% hotter and 6% drier since the 1970s. Europe too is facing hydrological changes, with the glacial regions of the Alps, which supply much of the continent's water, warming twice as fast as the global average, endangering natural cycles.
We pray for the safety of the vulnerable and most affected. May we all quickly step towards safeguarding our planet so that water supplies and the survival of lives are ensured.
During a video conference at the March 2009 Jews Fast for Peace in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai once again offered her valued thoughts on what each person can do to alleviate the planetary crisis.
At a time when we have water shortage and all the reservoirs are dwindling at such an alarming rate, we are truly afraid that even if we go like the Himalaya yogis, the one who doesn't wear clothes and we don't wash ourselves, we put ash on our body forever, it won't help the planet. Meat industry should be cut. That will help the planet. That will help to reserve our water, to refuel our lakes and our river again. If we forego 1 pound of beef, we can save more water than we stop showering for half a year. So if we really want to save the water for the world to be able to use for our daily necessity, not to talk about future generations, then we have to change to a vegan diet, animal-free diet. Animal industry must be out.
Save our planet. We must cultivate our loving quality. As lovingly revealed by Supreme Master Qinghai, all beings have a noble quality, or NQ, within that reflects our selflessness and faith in the divine. While responding to a question about noble quality during the recent video conference on climate change in Formosa, or Taiwan, honored guest Supreme Master Qinghai explained that noble quality could be developed through three simple steps. Never harm any living being, always do good in any situation, and most importantly, keep the loving veg diet. At the same time, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed another exciting quality that is also innate to all beings.
In addition to NQ, which means noble quality, we have another to be endowed within us. That is LQ. LQ means loving quality or godly quality. We call it LQ for loving quality. Loving quality, this is an unconditional loving quality. It's even beyond the love between husband and wife, beyond the love of the mother and child, the cows that we massacre every day to eat, without second thought, without mercy, without compassion, without thinking twice. The cows that plow our fields, that give milk to some of our children, they have 300% LQ. So up to now we have the three greatest, the whales, the seals, and the cows, which have 300% LQ. How do we humans compare? No. The human average is 20% LQ. But if we keep our focus on always being loving, selfless, and kind, our LQ will rise up in no time.
Supreme Master Qinghai's insights left an impression and garnered support.
Dear
Master Qinghai, I wish to extend my heartfelt thanks because I owe a lot to you.
We appreciate the earnest concern of the participants of this event as we thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing such precious insight into the virtues of all beings. May we all be inspired to unite in greater consideration for all life, to harbor a compassionate ecosphere. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. Environmental groups in Canada partner for a public awareness campaign calling for Ontario and Quebec province voters to urge government representatives toward more action in the time leading up to the Copenhagen Climate Conference.
Save Our Planet. By designating as critical habitat nearly 6,000 square miles of waters near Alaska, USA, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hopes to protect the threatened Alaskan sea otters whose population are in drastic decline.
Save Our Planet. As perhaps India's cleanest and greenest city, Mau Lanong residents help sweep the streets. Children are taught to collect litter, plastic is banned, and the local government sponsors workshops for climate change.
I'm Ko, and this is Sweet Chew.
Thank you, Ko. Hello, caring viewers. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wild, and we're both vegan.
We're here to share a safety tip for elderly friends or family members in your home.
Please use non-slip rug pads or sub-adhesive carpet grips under any loose rugs so that they stay securely in place.
This will prevent unwanted sliding or tripping.
Take care!
Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
In good governance news, New Zealand launches a campaign to safeguard infants and young children. As part of the government's Never Shake a Baby project, staff of the Child, Youth and Family Services are sharing information with parents at five major hospitals in the country. Support for children and families is also provided. Focusing on youngsters under the age of 2, the initiative will be joined by the Department of Children, Youth and Family, District Health Boards, Health and Social Workers, the Children's Commission and Police. Our profound thankfulness, New Zealand government and participating individuals and groups for taking this significant step to support the well-being of the next generation. With heaven's grace, may all beings be cherished and protected.
In technology news, American engineers create a small streamlined robofish. Professor Kamal Yusuf Toomey and Dr. Pablo Valdivia E. Alvarado of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, have designed a model that imitates the movements of real fish. A refinement of an earlier version, it is able to reach difficult to access areas in oceans and could help to detect environmental pollutants. The fish could also be used to gather information about structures that are under the water. Congratulations, Professor Kamal Yusuf Toomey and Dr. Pablo Valdivia y Alvarado, on your new innovation. May it help our wondrous oceans and waterways to soon return to life-supporting health and vibrancy. Up next on Noteworthy News, a rare bird is seen again after almost 130 years. We'll take a moment in prayer for the happiness of all beings. More brightening news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exciting news for a lively world. In animal news, a rare bird species is spotted in Fiji for the first time in about 130 years. The Fiji petrel has been sighted around the island of Go, Fiji, by scientists and volunteers working with BirdLife International and Nature Fiji Marakiti Viti. A member of the expedition, Mr. Tony Pim, said, "To see such a little-known bird at such close range was magical. Our sincere appreciation, BirdLife International and Nature Fiji Marakiti Viti, for your successful efforts in finding this precious bird. May the exquisite Fiji petrel and all other feathered friends fly safely and land securely on our shared ecosphere."
And now for some humor with a joke told in Yoruba entitled Helping Dad.
Omode kan gbiyanju lati yo baba re lowo olopa nigba ti won da duro pe o nsare asapajude lo ba gboju soke iwo olopa kilode sebi ta ba nsare iwo na sha nsare asapajude.
And now for our viewers hotline.
Dearest one, Supreme Master Qinghai, may I please join your noble mission of mercy, love, and compassion? I once saw a double rainbow. To me, it was a signal of the dawn of 2,000 years of peace. May I have the honor to share this dream with you? With all love and devotion, DR from Stockholm, Sweden.
Hi DR, it's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a special reply for you.
Blessed DR, thank you for your support and love. So glad to hear from a blessed soul. Please join us in sharing the vegan message to save our fragile planet. That is the best help anyone can give now and is greatly needed in these urgent times. You are fortunate to see the double rainbow, a message of hope from heaven, with divine light to you and all your co-citizens of Great Sweden. Love you so much more. Hug hug, Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be endowed with heavenly love and wisdom. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The government of Mexico City, Mexico, which provides monthly allowances for families whose children attend and do well in school, is now implementing the same program for first-year university students.
Japan pledges to donate $13 million to the National Elections Commission to support voters and the electoral process in Sudan's upcoming election.
Germany donates $2.2 million to the International Red Cross, the UN Refugee Organization, UNHCR, and the World Food Program for humanitarian assistance to war-displaced families in northern Yemen.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that the number of American schools no longer selling sodas, candy, or salty fatty snacks has increased significantly over the past year.
The first ever Miss Dayak Sarawak pageant will be held in December in Malaysia to honor the 26 indigenous groups that comprise the Dayak culture.
U.S. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama host a Fiesta Latina gala at the White House South Lawn to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with performing artists such as Gloria Estefan, Mark Anthony, and Los Lobos.
Scientists at the Victor Chang Cardiac Research Center in Sydney, Australia, develop a technique that will double the amount of time available for transporting a donated heart.
U.S. Presidential Envoy to the Middle East George Mitchell visit with Middle Eastern leaders as a part of continuing efforts to support the restart of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
The Royal Institute of British Architects recognizes the lifetime accomplishments of American architect I.M. Pei, whose iconic designs include the metal and glass pyramid at France's Louvre Museum.
Malaysia's Sarawak Social Development and Urbanization Ministry announces the advent of an Information Communication Technology Training Center to assist the disabled in securing meaningful employment.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.